Graham Moore, member of the English Democrats Party. Mr. Moore, thanks so much for joining us here on RT International. Well, we just witnessed some of the heated debates going on in the parliament as we speak, in fact. So during the debate, David Cameron was accused of hampering EU efforts to fight tax evasion. How justified are these accusations?
Well, the accusations are obviously justified, but the major issues, I think, by everybody are being completely missed. And the major issue for me, in particular, as a working person, is that I'm salaried. And as salaried in the UK, we have the most complex tax laws in the world, which is 11,500 pages. And as such, my tax is taken at source. And I have no choice in that, and I have to pay national insurance and tax. David Cameron and Osborne and the likes of those people, the elite politicians, are in effect putting their money offshore so they don't pay tax. And to me, they've got a choice. We haven't. Normal salaried people have not got a choice, and that's where people are missing the point.
Well, see, the thing is, it's a very, very complicated issue here, but some are saying that the resignation calls of Cameron are not even legitimate because he sold the shares before he became prime minister. So, in fact, he legally has done nothing wrong then.
Technically, what we're saying is that he hasn't done anything illegal. It's morally wrong, but this is the position. The guy that he mentioned during the debate was Graham Harrison. He is a tax QC. He earns between £5,000 and £10,000 an hour. Now, this is the guy that Cameron is using to defend his case in the Commons. Right? Now, these are the same people, tax barristers, that earn £50,000 a day when they represent corporates. What I'm saying to you is there is one law for us and 11,500 pages of that law, whereas when you look at the Hong Kong tax system, which, for example, is English, it is in English law, it's 200 pages. In entirety. So why is it that working people are being crushed by the tax? Let me just put this to you for one sec. This is pretty crucial to the argument. It takes 18 minimum wage employees to pay one MP's salary. It takes 18 of us.
Well, certainly this argument speaks for itself, but just going back to what you were saying earlier, certainly there are different opinions on the issue that we are discussing at this point. And earlier we saw protests in London and protesters were giving a wide variety of opinions there. But nonetheless, I mean, what's obvious, David Cameron is in a hot seat now. So do you think he's going to weather the storm? What's next for him?
Personally, I hope that he doesn't weather the storm. I mean, I'm in a slightly different category because I believe in an English parliament. So, and I believe in England and the people of England, and I don't believe in left and right politics. I would, you know, for me, what they're doing, the elite politicians, is not representing us. And when there have been, as you said quite correctly, that there was a major demonstration in London, that's happened before, and the media, especially in this country, put out their propaganda, especially certain BBC, for example, saying that those people are anarchists and they're anti-capitalism, when they wasn't. What they was actually demonstrating for, they was actually saying that there's 650 MPs that do not represent the 65 million people in this country, and they don't. And we can clearly see that now, and that's where it's wrong. I mean, just again, just as an example to you, are you aware that Nicola Sturgeon, who came to power in Scotland on an austerity ticket, is the highest paid politician in the United Kingdom, or disunited kingdom, I should say? She's actually paid more than David Cameron.
Mr. Moore, a lot of people can agree and disagree on different issues there, but what we all can agree on now is that Britain is living through some interesting times. And in fact, as we speak, there are debates going on in Parliament, and earlier David Cameron dismissed all accusations. So, of course, we'll be watching what will be coming out of these debates. For now, though, since we're out of time, I'd like to thank you very much for talking to us and sharing some of your concerns with us here.
Thank you.
That was Graham Moore, member of the English Democrats Party.